Failure, last track on the album, was predominantly written on an iPad. I remember this is one of the tracks that Katie convinced me that the iPad was definitely something we should use more when we were doing our writing. And it's a great system where you can actually write all your chords and put them into blocks, and you don't have to worry about finger playing anything. You can just have them on blocks and concentrate on your melodies and stuff like that. So a lot of the chord progression that you hear in Failure comes from the iPad arrangements that we then dumped onto our Pro Tools.
We're huge fans of pop music, and we wrote insanely poppy melody on this song, which we loved, but we wanted to find a way to subvert it so it wasn't as sickly sweet, but still kept the real popness in the melody. So we decided to write a song about failure and embracing that and celebrating being an absolute failure and waste of time.
We wanted to keep the album to 9 tracks to make it feel quite a classic. And so now we're on album 3. What's becoming really apparent about the way we move around, being in Berlin on the second album, Manchester, Salford on the first album, Ibiza on the third, it wasn't a blueprint, it wasn't an idea when we started the band that we were going to take those type of trips and spread the album over all those different territories. It's something that we just feel we have to do for inspiration or to kind of almost start again. It's one of the things that we love about being a new band is being the underdog and starting fresh with something completely clean. And this album is different sounding to the second, and the second album different sounding to the first. And it's something that we really adore, and we hope that if we can get to sort of maybe 5 or 6 albums, that we can look back and each album is going through a different stage of our writing and what we're being inspired by.